Dr. Anthea Carusito, Chief Executive Officer at the Governing Body Foundation. And we want to be talking to her. We're going to be talking to her about the problem with what has been lost over the last 18 months and will probably be 2 years with regard to education. How can we make up for that? Dr. Anthea Carusito, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners up bright and early. Good.
Yeah, very.
Let's talk about this challenging matter.
Yes, absolutely. So we know that we've lost a lot of things, and specifically with regard to our kids, they've lost social development, they've lost a lot of educational time. The first question is, how do we make up for that? And obviously in the younger years, particularly, we've got the foundation stages. It's a real, real problem.
Indeed it is. You know, the current issue in the media is, of course, of cancelling the scheduled school break for the public schools and trying to make it up. It's about 4 days extra that would be made up. You know, I really think that's a non-issue. Stick to the plan, stick to the schedule, and we need to become much more finely tuned into what's going on in each school, because the schools across the country are totally different. Unfortunately, our diversity, that is not good, and where we don't have equity and we don't have equality, actually makes the differences enlarged, let's say. So to have a blanket, one size fits all, cancel the holidays, let's make up a few days by disrupting people's plans, putting in a break when the school staff is absolutely exhausted because of the challenges of walking around the school every 2 minutes saying, put on your mask, put on your mask, wear your mask properly, social distance, children, you can't do this. It's a constant chatter like that. That's, you know, I've been talking to people in schools, and they're highly stressed because they want to keep their school safe. They want to keep their children safe. They want to keep the families that they go home to safe. And this has been going on now for 18 months. And the stress is at unbelievably high levels. So let's not mess with the holidays. But how do we address the losses? Well, the bottom line is you can't cram learning into children. You just can't do it. It doesn't work that way. What we're losing is the interruptions. So the schools that have managed to keep going, where children do schoolwork every day, so they're not on rotation, they're either in person in the classroom, or they are online with their teachers remotely, they're faring better, but not wonderfully, because especially younger children do not cope well with the remote learning. They just don't. We don't have parents sitting at home beside the children, keeping their focus on schoolwork. Mm-hmm. You know, teachers do that with 40, 50 children in a classroom trying to keep, you know, a 7-year-old with a bit of ADHD focus. Now, that doesn't happen if you're remotely. So it's not the perfect solution, but it has been helping. So each school needs to take its own situation and work with it. And the schools that have ability with teachers, with motivation and school leadership, who have some understanding of how learning happens, they're doing their best. Where it's not working is where rotation is happening still, because the children cannot all be accommodated. And so we have interruption. So you have a couple of hours of schooling and then it's interrupted. There's not much that goes on at home. You come back, you pick up again. When you pick up again, you actually start by revising. So you're not getting the consistent gains and reinforcement. And, you know, there are children who've gone to school week on, week off. Now, you can imagine the week off is a play date, you know, play date time. So they socialize, they do whatever they like during that week, and then they try and focus on school again. So this disease has been a catastrophic disruptor of education. I don't know where you want to ask something else.
Yeah, no, I found it so interesting because what you're saying in terms of the holidays is so absolutely right. And I think what we can't forget as well are very, very stressed and burnt out parents. So what I'm observing in the workplace is that never mind the work stress and health stresses and financial stresses, the stress of making sure that your kids are trying to keep up to date whilst you're trying to work is immense. And that time is relieved a little bit when the kids are actually on holiday, because then they can do their own thing and they can, the parents aren't feeling this level of stress. You take away the holidays, you're not just taking it away from the kids, you're taking very important time away from parents as well. And yes, of course this isn't all about the parents, but the kids live in an ecosystem and they live in a place where they actually need also to have parents who can relax a little bit and just be parents to them and not teachers and educators and making sure that they're keeping up to date. And I think that taking away holidays will have that impact as well. Just add further anxiety and tension to what is already a very stressed situation.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think parents, and this has been one, if we can find a tiny little positive out of this, terrible pandemic, is that parents have realized teaching is difficult and, yeah, for sure. How you have to concentrate, on the task at hand. And exactly, parents have realized that it is difficult. You can't go on and on and on and on and still try and do your own work. It's 100% true. That little bit of downtime is necessary for everyone. So we need it. How we make it up, surely, that's going to be the next story.
Surely the way to make it up is to also cut ourselves some slack. So if we're saying in the past that by the end of second grade, grade two, the kids would have had to have learned that, does it really matter if by grade three, by March or April of grade three, that of grade four, let's say, or whatever it would be, that's where we get to and make it up until the end of schooling or the end, let's say, of primary school? Does it really make such a difference if we just adjust our expectations? They're all a fiction anyway.
Yes, and that is what we have been promoting.
Or a construct, not a fiction. A construct is the word.
Well, it's a fictional construct.
Yes, exactly.
So we've been saying that. And to an extent, the department has understood that, and they had worked out, let's make it up over 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, this pandemic has gone on, and I think in the beginning, people were a bit more positive and thought it would be over sooner. Mm. And so the time frame of 3 years is probably not enough. We've always had a curriculum that has been too long, too shallow, and teachers have always struggled with their curriculum, especially the younger grades and then some subjects in the higher grades. And we did have a review of the curriculum. We called it a trimming. So there was some trimming. And then with COVID, we trimmed a little bit more. But again, you're absolutely right. That is what needs to happen. Which bits of knowledge are necessary, absolutely essential building blocks to carry from one grade to the next? That's what's got to be focused on. It will require a whole re-looking at how school is even organized, because, school's organized into class periods, and then they're 35, 30 minutes each, 40 minutes. And then you move to another topic, and then you move to another topic. We even need to change that structure of how learning happens, because children don't learn in those 30-minute blocks. They learn in different time frames. So a lot more imagination is needed. But we're not alone here. The world is in a similar position, and I've been at various conferences, colloquiums, and so on, where countries have reported on how they're trying to make this up. But quite honestly, everyone is struggling. And I think we need to go back to the drawing board with the curriculum people. We need to cut out the majority of formal assessments. Teachers need to learn other kinds of assessment, which we call formative, which is informal, and that's at the moment assessing the child, where the child is, so that we know exactly which child comes back on Tuesday, how much does that child still remember from last Friday.
Absolutely.
And so a new way of teaching, new way of monitoring what is going on in schools, and then the districts, which are supposed to give support in terms of subjects and management, they need to get much more involved in what is actually happening in their schools. To me, that's a weak link. We're not really sure where the people are. And that's partly because it's working from home. And where are the people who are supposed to be supporting the schools?
Doctor,
so schools have often been left in the lurch with their own limited, let's say, imagination of how to solve this problem.
Absolutely.
So it's a national and international talking point.